old Every Day Saturday jingle, it can only mean one thing, and it is Throwback Thursday. TBT, baby. Hashtag TBT. It's a throwback podcast where we're going to throw it all the way back to last night. That's right, baby. We're talking about last night. What happened last night? I'll get into that in just a second. Before we do that, my name's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. This is for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. When you walk into a room, people look at you like you just blew a dog whistle because they tilt their head and like, what are you doing? Did you really try that? I've got a cousin who tried that one time, and oh my God, he went broke, and he'd never be the same again. He's in a mental institution all because he tried what you're trying. That's you. Hey, we're all a little bit off kilter, right? I mean, look, if you're on the same side as everybody else, you are not original. You've got no dream, you're not authentic, and you're following the lemmings right off the cliff. You want that 401k, you want that pension, you want that gold watch, you like those little plaques and ribbons, you like your quota buster trip, they send you to the Caribbean once a year after they've worked you 100 hours a week and paid you just enough so you won't quit. Have at it, baby. Not us, not the Everyday Saturday community. No way, no how. Now, if you love your job, oh, we love you. Tell us where you work. We want to know where the 2 out of 10 people in the world who actually love their job, we want to know where they work so we can do business with you because we know the output is going to be amazing. You love your are you a waiter, a waitress? Do you love what you do? Tell me where you work. I want to go eat at that restaurant because I know the service is going to be amazing. You a dentist? You know dentists have the highest suicide rate in the United States? It's true. They make the most money of any doctor I know. I mean, every country club I go to, it's 50% at least of them are dentists. Make a lot of money, mainly because they don't take a lot of insurance, so it's a lot of cash, credit card, writing a check, things like that. They don't got to deal with insurance companies nearly as much as a physician, surgeon, people like that. They make a lot of money, man. They just do, and God love them. Hey, you know what? They went to school a long time. They incurred a lot of debt. They're masterful at what they do. I mean, here's the reason, though. I was talking to my buddy Ben, my dentist here. I go, he goes, hey, how's it going? I said, great. Can you tell me why your profession has the highest suicide rate? He said, well, good morning to you too. He goes, well, here's the deal. We work upside down all day within a millimeter of an inch, and we're going to send you through the roof in pain. Correct? I mean, they look through those little mirrors in the back of your mouth, and they're off like a mill. What's half of a millimeter, you know? And they're off that much, and they could hit a nerve the wrong way. So that's a lot of pressure. He said, imagine you having a business where nobody wants to come see you. I mean, very few people want to go to the dentist. You know, I mean, the dentist has this connotation with pain. So put that on the list of reasons why, because no, we open a business, we're $300,000 in debt. We got all this equipment we got to buy, and nobody wants to come see you, okay? So also, we're bent over all day long. We have bad backs, and he's not complaining. He's giving me all the reasons. God love him. I'm glad he did because I wanted to understand, Ben, you got all this money, man. You got all – you're swimming in the money. I mean, look, it's $120 just to clean my teeth. Well worth it, by the way. It cost me $60 to fill my car with gas. I'll gladly pay twice as much as that every 6 months to keep my teeth clean. He told me about everything that stems just from your teeth, like all the pain you have in your body, all the headaches, all the discomfort. A lot of that can be attributed back to your teeth. I got to get him or some dentist on my show sometime. I mean, that's really – it was very, very enlightening. The moral of the story for all this is, you know, don't look at individuals, men and women everywhere with all the money, the nice cars and everything they have and think, oh, they got it made. They got it made. Ben the dentist, right? He's going to swim. Well, they may have money, but he just described to you a lot of the pressure that they're under. And I think when I was asking him this question, it was a few years ago, I think the average mortality rate of somebody in that profession was like in their early 50s. I'm thinking like 52, 53 years old. You know, it'd be really wild if I was actually a halfway decent podcast host. I'd probably do a little research before I jumped on. But it's life unscripted. It's ready, fire, aim. But I think I'm going from memory. It's like in the early 50s. So you can have all the money and you can have all the plaques and ribbons. But if you don't have a life, then what good? Now, Ben loves what he does. Now, I can tell you he loves what he does because I can see him working. There was one point. A few years ago, I was in his chair a lot. I had issues with a root canal and all this stuff. And he took the time. I mean, this guy saw me on a moment's notice last spring. I mean, I was through the roof in pain in the back of my mouth. I've never had my wisdom teeth out. And he takes me in an appointment. I had to wait just a little bit. I mean, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. I had no appointment. And he had a waiting room full of people. He brought me back in. He says, you got to get all these wisdom teeth out yesterday. You got to get these out. They're pressing against your other teeth. Before you know it, 2 weeks later, all my wisdom teeth are out, and I haven't had a pain since. So what's up with all that? We're going to get what happened last night on the next show, because I just spent 6 minutes talking about what I think is a really important topic that I had no intention of speaking about, but it's very important. I'm not joking around when I say this, okay? You don't chase money. Money chases you. And you know when money chases you? Money chases you when you go after your passion with just that reckless abandonment. Well, you just say, okay, I'm going to put the bills over there. Look, I know what it's like to put all your bills in a hat and you just kind of pick 3 out of 12 that you can pay that month. I know what that's like. I'm not discounting that. But don't – remember the old adage, two wrongs don't make a right? You know what I'm talking about? Don't make that even worse and compound that by getting into a career or a business that you're absolutely going to hate and be miserable. That's making an incredible life that you've got this blank canvas to draw on. You're taking all of that and you're saying, ah, to hell with it. I give up. I can't pay my bills. I'm just going to go get a job. Any old job will do. This isn't for me. I knew that person was right when they said this is something that your cousin tried and it didn't work for them. You know what? You're bigger than that. You're so much more powerful than that. But you have to stand guard at the entrance of your mind. I used this analogy earlier this week on a show that you wouldn't leave your house. You go on vacation for 2 weeks. Do you leave your house unlocked with a note that says, steal anything, help yourself? No. But you do that with your mind. You'll let people come in and steal your positive energy, your positive thoughts, instead of saying, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't say that anymore, because as I get older, I don't know if I'm becoming more of a softie. Maybe, I guess it depends on the setting. But there was a point in time I was like, hey, man, everybody's entitled to their 5 minutes, but yours is up. Yours is up. Yours is up. I can't listen to this stuff anymore. I just can't. Boy, you want to see someone get mad. Oh, who do you think you are, Mr. Motivation? Oh, every day Saturday for you, huh? Like, yeah, hey, man, that's a you problem. That's not my problem. I'm choosing to be I'm choosing a life of prosperity, right? I'm choosing to try to be great. I'm not saying I'm always going to hit a home run every single time. I'm not saying I'm always going to have the greatest day, but boy, if you don't even try, you got no shot. So I know what it's like, but I know also what changed my direction in life was standing guard at the entrance of my mind and not allowing people to steal the positive thoughts and the energy that I am in control of. Look, you can allow two things to go on right now in your mind. You can listen to this message and you can say, damn, he's right. Wow, that's a wake-up call. I'm going to start right now changing my thoughts, because I change my thoughts, I change my actions. My actions get me the results that I need. Or you can say, oh, that Crowley, what a blowhard, man, every day Saturday. He's just spewing that stuff he's heard from old Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, you know, just all these motivational guys are the same. You know what? I am spewing this stuff from Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar, because that's where I learned all of this from, and that's what changed my mind. That's what changed the direction of my life. So I'm giving this information to you in hopes that you'll take it and use it for your good and help other people as well. Because the one thing I learned a long time ago is I can control the thoughts that I allow into my mind. All right? So next podcast right after this, talk about last night. Have the best day ever. Here's the throwback jingle.